Good morning. It's August 15th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book by the same name. Today's title is Pet Peeve, and the music was the theme to the Newlywed Game by the Hit Crew. A fool shows his annoyance at once, but a prudent man overlooks an insult. Proverbs 12:16. Some of you may be old enough to remember the Newlywed Game with host Bob Eubanks. Four couples were asked questions about each other. They would write the answer on a card, hoping that they responded the same as their new spouse. The idea was to see which couple already knew each other the best. It led to some funny moments, as you might imagine. But if you ask my wife, "What's your husband's number one pet peeve?" she'd get it right away, every time. "It's people that don't do their job, Bob," would be her correct response. What I've actually discovered over time is that the real truth is I get annoyed when people don't do their job the way I think they should. Now that, as you can see, is quite a horse of a different color. Not doing their job would be their problem. Not doing their job the way I think they should, well, maybe that's my problem. When the TSA searches my bag and takes my keychain Swiss Army knife, when the software designers change where the appropriate clicks are on the electronic medical record, when the Amazon packager sends the wrong size or color or item altogether, when the pharmacy won't fill the prescription I ordered for any number of reasons, when the Wi-Fi won't work as it should, when the rattle in the car can still be heard after the shop's had it three times, well, the list is quite literally endless. If you find yourself getting annoyed at how other people's efforts don't meet your standards, you're in danger of being in a constant state of annoyance. It turns out that the entire world is not designed to rotate correctly on its axis solely for my pleasure. Yes, sometimes people make mistakes, but sometimes the only mistake is that I don't like the result, even when no mistake was made. That leads to a lot of annoyance, which, let's face it, isn't too different from low-level anger. Staying focused on our actual purpose, glorifying God, while keeping our eyes fixed on the author and perfecter of our faith, alleviates this disastrous state of affairs. Hebrews 12:2. Our job is to love others as we love ourselves, even sacrificially as Christ loved the church. That would seem to exclude being angry at the TSA agent for following the rules, even if I think the rules are silly. So I have a new pet peeve. People who have my former pet peeve. If I'm going to act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with God, Micah 6:8, I have to forgive the Amazon packager who put the wrong color item in the box. Phew, I feel better already. Dear Heavenly Father, help us remember that if we judge others, you will judge us using the same standard, Matthew 7:1. Annoyance at others' efforts is nothing more than exactly that type of judgment. Have your Spirit tweak us every time we're tempted to judge, rather than show compassion. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.